we? Welcome to Pillow Talk. This is Katie Koshin.
And Rachel Balich.
Here from Phillips Hall Live, broadcasting to you at radio.o.edu.
10 p.m. You know that. On a Wednesday night. It's actually 10:01.
Yes. 10:02 now.
Oh.
This is a fun episode. This is a good one.
Let's just count the entire one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three.
Ooh, we are fun. I'm sweating. Fun and sweaty. New memoir.
About to spit my tea. Fun and sweaty.
Oh, God. That sounds real bad.
Ooh. Ooh. Just my favorite. One of my favorite memoir titles of yours is just,
tell me,
just the right amount of self-loathing.
Oh, that's me, though, honestly. That sums me up. There's nothing like subsurface level for me. It's just me hating myself and... Let me make sure this is actually broadcasting.
Just checking the range.
But it is nice and zero listeners so far, Rach. So
that's great.
We can say whatever we want if
we
weren't archived.
Nobody's listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm counting on Ellen to tune in.
Come on, Ellen.
Soon. Come on, Ellen. Yeah.
She actually is very busy lately because she's doing like grad school stuff. She's in a grad school. Getting her MBA in health administration. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I really respect her for it. She don't know how cool she is.
She doesn't even know.
What?
You know?
Nope.
Oh my gosh. Ha. They gave us new key cards today for free.
What?
Because Jill and I went in there.
They actually did that for me too. Do you have the old version?
No.
Did you have the old version before?
Yeah, I just got the new one today. Except they just used my same picture from my freshman year.
Yeah, same. So ugly, I don't think. Hey, jar.
So.
That's not a bad photo. Like, that could be 1,000 times worse.
So yeah, Jill and I went in to the office today, spoke to Nancy. And
she's lovely.
She's a sweetheart.
Did you not think her name was Nancy?
I thought her name was Shirley because that's what Jill said.
Yeah, and Jill was wrong.
And then, so we went in to transfer
Jill's
some...
Jill's our roommate, by the way.
Yeah.
But everyone listening is
zero. We talk about her
people.
All the time. But she needed some food points, so we transferred some
over. So do I. If anyone wants to give me some, that'd be great.
And then Nancy was looking at our cards, and she was like, so...
We have this pulled up. I think we might be the listener. We have this pulled up. I think we might be the
listener. Is that my voice?
That's the literal worst. Yes. I'm so sorry.
And she saw that the corners of our cards were like kind of frayed.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, sweetie, we can just do this now for free.
Yeah, like, oh. She did that for me, actually, I remember.
When?
Now that you mention it. Last year when I was getting food points from Mylena. Or maybe it was you, actually. I think it was Mylena. I honestly got, like, probably 600 people. 600 food points from various humans over last year, last semester.
Did you have the medium plan or the small plan?
I had the medium plan. Oh, wait, no. I actually had the small plan, but I started with, like, extra food points from the semester before. So I had basically the medium food plan. I just eat.
But
girls gotta eat.
Plus, like, if people, like, go to Thompson more or
something. I go to Thompson all the time.
Like, that adds up really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. And I miss being able to go to Thompson. Because it seems like a good value when you go, but then you buy a lot of things. I mean, maybe this is just me. But you buy a lot of things and then eat them in all one night. And then you have left is the gross thing that was healthy and you wanted to get for yourself and for, like, your conscience. But you don't like to eat that. So it just sits on your desk for 6 weeks. Trail mix. Talking to you.
Trail mix.
I don't like trail mix. Yet I buy it.
That's what you chose for the healthy thing.
Yes. Hey, that's pretty healthy if you eat a little bit of it, like a peanut.
It's true.
Actually, like, there was one day of my life this semester I honestly all I ate was trail mix. Like, I ate a bag of trail mix all day because I just had no time to eat.
I feel like I remember that day. Mm-hmm. Were you doing things for Dr. Heaster?
I was.
Yep, I remember that day.
And then I think later in the night, I got, like, I had ice cream.
Later in the night, I had ice cream.
In the night, we shall go in. We can't make this into another episode where we just listen to Danny Boy. and like various songs that we sing in choir.
Emma thought that was funny.
Emma tuned off and then came back on, and then we were still playing it. That's what she thought was funny.
Oh.
But, well,
whatever.
It's fine.
It's fine. We're
still
funny.
Zero listeners. So maybe it's just not right. Maybe it's not correct. Maybe.
Look at this picture I just took of my face.
It's nice. I like that. Very, nice. Very turtly. All right. So today we were thinking of doing a few different things. We have no game prepared, but we can bounce it.
Oh yeah.
I think.
Let's blow.
Let's blow, ladies.
Let's bounce. Oh my gosh.
From
we are the cheetahs, because cheetahs are both the fastest and the fiercest feline in the jungle. Let's bounce, ladies.
What if you were the elephant girls?
The secret girl handshake.
Hold on, guys. We're quoting Cheetah Girls. And the scene is they're talking to a producer, and the producer wants them to change their whole image to be various jungle girls, where they sing, "We go all around the world, we go all around the world, where we stop nobody knows, because we don't catch where we go." I don't know the words. I joined you. Yeah, I think it does that. And then Raven Simone's character, Gabriella, goes, what Rachel just said.
Yeah.
And then the guy replies. Doesn't he reply?
No.
Oh, no.
This is the wrong scene.
Oh. Shut up. Like, I would know. Like, I should know.
No, the scene is actually takes place in the hallway of their high school.
Oh.
And well. They're outside their lockers.
Sorry that I misremembered the cheetah girls. Also, is this loud to you?
And the cute, yeah.
Okay. And the guys, I don't need to hear myself.
The guys
so much.
The guy that likes her, and like they're like mean to each other, but they
important.
End up liking each other. No,
okay, but go on. But I just want to let you know that this is we could have just pretended, like you could have just given me a second, like you could have, like one win. I just need a win right now. No, I don't. I'm fine. But anyway, please continue.
Anyway,
sorry,
he comes
I snapped
up,
at you. I'm
they,
crazy.
It's okay. They did their Cheetah Girls handshake, and the guy came up and was like, "Oh, we found the cheetahs in their natural habitat doing their secret girl handshake. What if they were the elephant girls?" And then they made an elephant noise. And then Raven said, "We call ourselves the cheetahs because cheetahs are both the fiercest and the fastest feline in the jungle. Let's bounce, ladies." And then she snaps and they walk
away. Yeah, but we came up with, like,
if they were the elephant girls.
If they were the elephant girls. Elephants are the largest and softest land mammal on the planet. Let's blow, ladies.
If you could only see what we were doing with our arms, that would make the
I mean,
whole
like, you can
funnier.
Just assume. You can just assume. But, I mean, we think we're funny, so you should too. All right, so we've also been on a songwriting kick. And, so, hold on. Heaven by Brian.
We're doing Heaven or Christmas first?
Oh, do you want to do Christmas first or not?
Maybe we should end with Christmas, because
okay.
Christmas is coming.
Yes.
Yeah. To town.
Santa put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, a hay penny will do. If you haven't got a hay penny, then God bless you. That's one that I did at,
that's an original number that I really enjoyed.
But, okay, so we've written a one line to Bryan Adams' Heaven, and it's pretty good, but we are hoping to write a little bit more.
Yeah.
But in order to do this, I haven't heard the song in a long time. Have you, Rachel?
I know, it's been a while.
So I know it's been a while.
It's been some time.
So I think that it'd be a good idea to listen to it and show our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Of zero. Hi, Mom. Thanks for tuning in, Mom. So we're going to play that for you. And while that's playing, think of lyrics.
Young.
All right, so that's what we need so far for our parody. Okay, so, oh, thinking about our younger years. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was only you and me. We were young and... What did you say? We
gassy were, free.
Gassy free.
This is about vulgar things.
Not vulgar, per se. Just... bathroom humor. This yeah. is just bathroom humor. Mm-hmm. So if you don't think that's funny, I'm sorry.
Too bad.
Now nothing can take you away from me. What should that be? Now nothing can stop it from leaving me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. We've been down that hole before.
We've been down that road before. So we should say, it's come out that hole before.
But that's over now. It keeps on coming back for more. Baby, you're all that I want. When you're lying here in my arms, I find it so hard to believe we're in heaven.
Wow. And love is all that I need.
No.
And prunes are all that I need. No, and those stop you or make you fart.
They make you.
And cheese is all that I need.
Stops you. Okay. I hope that like Mitch is listening to this.
Oh, he knows that. I think farts are hilarious.
He does.
Yeah, did I tell you one time? I think I told you.
You told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Never mind. Okay. And cheese is all that I need. I think the plural would for needs to rhyme it to cheese.
Okay.
It'd be better. Cheese is all that I need. And I found it. Whoa. And I found it there in your fridge. How about that?
Oh, there we go.
It is just too hard to pee. Urination.
In your life you find someone
who will turn your world around, bring you up when you're feeling down. Okay. Once in your life you find someone.
You poop your pants.
Or more than once. I don't know. Not talking for personal experience. Don't bring it up. I brought it up. You can't bring it up. Not that this ever happened to me.
Just once in your life you poop your pants.
I think that's a little bit too crass, okay. Honestly. Okay. I mean, this is a pretty tasteful song. So
Keep it classy,
yeah. Once in your life you defecate. Oh, defecating your pants isn't fun. How about that?
Okay.
And we can just like keep tuning. Mm-hmm. Oh, defecating your pants isn't fun. Mm-hmm. You need somebody else who will pick. Who'll say pick it up yourself?
Yeah.
How about that? That's a little more tasteful.
Yes.
Or do you want to do it? Or if you want to do something else, we can.
No, that's good.
Oh.
So
defecate. Yeah, nothing can change what you mean to me.
Oh, yeah. Nothing can change what it does to me.
What beans do to me.
What? Yes.
Oh, there's lots that I could say. But just hold me now. But just hold me now.
But just hold me now.
Cause our love will light the way.
And baby, you're all that I want.
When you're lying here in my arms, I find it so hard to believe we're in heaven.
Yeah, love is.
Wait, and what did we come? Cheese is all that I need. And I found it there in your fridge. It isn't hard. Oh, wait. It's just too hard to pee. Urination.
Yeah. Man, okay. We are just genteel little flowers.
Classy. Classy. Oh, mom, be proud. How many listeners do we have? One person witnessed
it.
Thank God.
Who is
Thanks to you.
Who are you? You're the best.
Probably Liam Keller.
Probably.
Because he said he'd be listening.
Good.
This is a part of me that you'll never have. Okay. I'm really proud of that.
Oh, me too.
So
it's fantastic. And we can listen back to remember what we said too.
Yeah, because I'm not good. I just was about to suggest, like, let's do a karaoke version with our new lyrics. but I'm not going to be able to make it through that.
We can over break, we can notate our lyrics and stuff. And
oh
then
my
we,
God.
Our first date back.
Yeah, okay, first that sounds good. That sounds good. I think that's good. I'm really, like, I've just been really impressed with us, our songwriting skills lately.
Oh,
not
yeah.
songwriting, but parody or lyricism yeah. has been very good.
On point.
Very good. Our diction, not great.
No.
According to Dr. Chu. But I'm still proud of us.
Yes.
Fought it so hard, I believe you're in heaven.
The story is, the other day, I started singing that to Katie.
Hold
and
on,
she
though.
Really thought that that's what I said.
There's more backstory to this.
Like what?
Like silence. Yeah, there's yeah. more backstory, but I'm not going to say it because it's a little untasteful, to say the least. But I'm pretty proud of us anyway. So, fun thing happened to me and also OWU Radio. There was a local band. I'm just a little bit backstory if you don't know a lot about OWU Radio. Connor Golden and a few advisors, they basically brought up... Whoa.
That's weird.
I'm touching a thing. They basically brought OWU Radio back from nothing last spring. So we've had about a year of bringing it back to life and stuff. And we were contacted by, like, a local musician who just released their first, their first full-length album. And they asked if we would play some of their music on air, which is really, really, really cool. And they're pretty good. They're called The Cordial Sins, I think. C-O-R-D-I-A-L. Is that how you spell cordial? Yeah. So they're really good. I really like them. They're like indie stuff. And their album is called Days. And I just want to play a song from it, if that's okay with you, Rach.
That's fine.
Okay, so... Oh, God. That was an awful noise. I'm sorry. This is... I haven't listened to all of them yet. But I really enjoy them. And this is called A.M. Thank you. So that's them, and I think they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't know, they're alternative, yeah, indie, it's very different. Pop. Yeah, it's very different. I like it. So yeah, that's that. Would you like to? You know, I love Christmas.
Me too.
What's your favorite part about Christmas?
I don't know. I really love winter, and like, I don't know, just the whole month of December is kind of great to me.
Yeah, I enjoy it too. I just like the feel of it. I just like the snow and the in summer. I'm like opposite Olaf.
Oh yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. But snow, not sad.
I just think it's beautiful. And oh, it I do too. Good.
Mm, yeah.
And I just except love, like,
when it's
Christmas
like
lights.
On your body. Like, yeah. It, when it touches my skin, snow, like, smells weird. Maybe that's my skin. I don't know. It just smells like, I don't know, maybe it's the acid in the area where I grew up. I don't know. That wasn't
It's gross
a thing.
When, like, it gets piled up on the side mm-hmm. of the road and muddy, though. Mm. That's when it's like, this is no longer pretty.
Yeah, that's dirt. Lots of dirt. I also feel like snow can be dangerous. I heard about, this is not funny or pillow talky at all, but there I heard about, kids, they had like a snowplow get that mountain, you know, and they dug a tunnel underneath and it collapsed on them and they died in the tunnel, like kids. So snow can
I
be
used
dangerous
to do that.
You're lucky. I don't know if you're lucky or not, but like that's terrifying.
Yeah,
terrifying. So yeah, I used to just recklessly like slide down those though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I wish I,
no
like,
fear.
Always wanted to
Kids
go into...
Have no, fear.
No, none. They're, like, unbreakable. They're truly, like, unbreakable because they were built for, like, bad parents, I think. And, or, like, not bad parents, but parents who are, like, kids will be kids. And,
Their bones, they're more flexible.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Probably. But I feel like, a lot of teenagers come out of that forgetting that they're, like, becoming adults. And that's how the, like, invincibility thing of young 20s and... late teens comes, you know.
Yeah, and then they
of our age group. Mm-hmm. Or concussions, which is the same thing as hurt. I know like three people who got concussions this year. That's why. And Rachel knows a few too.
I know like two people, but like mm-hmm. one person here in particular.
I know. Yeah, I know two people here.
Oh.
Then
one
at home.
One.
Yeah.
Who else?
Liam.
Oh.
I think he self-diagnosed a concussion, but...
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, I know, right?
That one. He's play funny.
Christmas is coming.
He's a funny guy. I liked the leather patches on his sweater today.
They were
I'm a fan of
nice.
Leather patches on sweaters.
Oh, yeah. They're great. Mm-hmm. Christmas games. Let's see if we can...
Do you have any traditions at Christmas? That you guys do? Or anything you do at the holiday time?
Nothing
that you do every year?
Particularly, actually. I wish we did. But we always do Christmas, like, gifts in the morning. And I was talking about this at a Peace and Justice, or not in Peace and Justice, at a Faith and Justice meeting. I went on Wednesday or Tuesday or Monday. A day. I went on a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, like, Jesus only got three gifts, so, like, you're only getting three gifts. That's one of the people's ideas for it. And I was like, that's amazing, because I got so many gifts. And I, like, the fact that people get, like, 10 gifts, I'm like, only 10? Like, that's so bad. So materialistic. And I really want to get out of that. And mm-hmm. it was good to get the more perspective, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I really enjoy. I enjoy it. Okay, so there are a lot of Christmas games, but not many. I mean, that was a contradiction in every way. But there are not many we can do.
There's a lot, but not many.
There aren't many, like, talking ones. But Two Truths and a Lie is apparently Christmas gamed.
That is not Christmas games.
Oh, okay. A great Christmas twist is to name three of their worst Christmas gifts. Two would be true and one would be false. Or we could give three of our best Christmas gifts.
True.
Do you want to do that?
Sure. I have to think about it for a sec.
Okay. Do you want to play a Christmas song?
Yes.
Well, we are perhaps a Hanukkah song.
Yes.
Because of a diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me. This is part four, Hanukkah song.
All right, everybody, come back in. Come on back in. Hurry up. Are you ready? Adam Sandler!
Put on the yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival. Instead of one day of presents, we get
cake.
When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's the fourth list of people who are Jewish. Just like Jesus, Olaf, Punky Brewster, Scott Rudin, and me. Joseph Gordon-Levitt enjoys eating kugel. So does Stanley J. Gyllenhaal and the two guys who founded Google. Adam Levine wears a Jewish star. So does Drake and Seth Rogen. Goldberg has a gold yarmulke to match the belt he won from Hulk Hogan. We got Scarlett Johansson and talk about a kosher crush. And if you need a higher voice to turn you on, how about Geddy Lee from We may not have a cartoon with a reindeer that can talk, but we also don't have polio, thanks to Dr. Jonas Salk, smart you. Hold on, yamaka, it's time for Hanukkah. Harry Potter and his magic wanaka. Celebrate Hanukkah. Jared from Subway. God damn it, a Jew! But guess who's Jewish and can fix him? Love Line's Dr. Drew.
Get on it, Doc.
Princess Leia cuts the challah with Queen Elsa from Frozen. David Beckham is the king of soccer studs and also a quarter chosen. Ron Jeremy's fully Jewish and so's his foot-long buddy. Shia LaBeouf is half a Jew, but 100% nutty. It's cool that Santa Claus makes Christmas so merry, but we get two jolly fat guys, ice creams Ben and Jerry, both Jewish. From New York to Ironica, get up there, celebrate Hanukkah. Don't mess with the Zohanukkah. Let's all get along for Hanukkah. So drink your Jaeger Bombica and smoke your medical chronica. If you really, really want to, have a hammer.
He is my celebrity crush of all celebrity crushes.
Yes.
It's weird. I really enjoy it, though.
She has an odd shirtless pic of him as a young man.
I do. It's on Instagram. On my Instagram account. He's so cute, though. He's precious. Okay, I need to come up with one more good Christmas gift. Because, I mean, I have, like, plenty. Okay, I have one. I thought of one. Okay. So... you want to go first, or should I go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So, mine are, number one, Lucy.
Oh, your puppy.
Aww. Number two.
I love your puppy.
Number two, my piano.
Whoa.
Number three, my karaoke machine.
Lucy.
No, I got Lucy for Christmas.
You didn't get your piano for
I didn't get my piano for Christmas.
Okay. All right.
I got Lucy for Christmas 10 years ago.
Oh, she's almost... Oh!
She's 10 years old. She just turned 10.
Sweet. I got her when I was 10. Sweet Lucy. She's so cute. It's a baby. It's like a Yorkie. She's cute.
She's a little baby puppy.
Except 10.
Except she's not a puppy.
So close, though. All right, so mine are an iPod Touch, a reading pillow, which is like that pillow with two arms so you can read properly, and a pair of skis.
A pair of skis.
Dang, you got it right away. How'd you know?
Because I feel like an iPod Touch is something that like would be a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
And like the reading pillow was so obscure that I was like, she would absolutely love that. And so that's why I just didn't doubt.
I knew, yeah. Let me, my dad's favorite photo of all time is of me opening up the present, like the thing from the reading pillow. I'm going to look up Jeff Koshin on Facebook so you can see, because, just stalk my dad if you ever want really bad pictures of me.
Okay.
I mean, or don't. Yeah, or don't. Excuse me, I burped a little bit. Very ladylike. In the midst of the morn, we wake up with a hot steaming coffee old cup. We eat lunch in the mid-afternoon. Then we go to salute Dr. Chu. We eat till our gullet is filled. Then we go to hang out with our Jill. Don't forget Emma and Emily there too. Then we go to salute Dr. Chu. 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 Ah, that's a good one.
Good times.
I tried to use that music to find the photo of me, but I couldn't. But there are a lot of other gems on here. Ooh.
So Katie and I have some traveling opportunities in the future, and I'm just super excited. Oh, that's nice. I'm just super excited to sing our anthem when we're traveling.
Oh, yes.
And make people of all cultures feel very
violated.
Very uncomfortable and annoyed.
Oh, yeah, this plane ride is going to be long.
It's going to be great.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. We might be on a plane together someday. Someday, twice someday. Four times a day because they're back.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, we can't talk about it yet.
Four times next year to be exact.
Maybe. We're both very excited for a certain opportunity.
Technically
16 and 17. January 16. Whoa, no. January 17.
January 17, summer 17.
Uh-huh. Knock, knock. Knock, knock. Who is there?
Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Ida. Bomb. Ida.
Ida. Dream of genie with...
What should we play for music next? I think a nice choral number would be.
Oh, yeah. Good. Do a nice choral...
arrangement of what?
What's a good Christmas song?
Oh, Hark How the Bells.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a good
one.
It's beautiful.
It's a good one. Yeah, so hopefully this is a good version of it. Haven't tried this yet.
Hark How the Bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares.
No.
We're going to pick a different one.
Pentatonix has one.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
I saw them in concert once. My bad on that one.
To say, throw cares
away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek in the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song with joyful ring. All caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere. Filling the air, oh, how they pound, raising their sound. On hill and dale, telling their tales. Our people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here.
Pickardy Third is right, man. Oh, that's music beautiful. Theory is a thing that we do.
Are obligated
to do. I don't like it, but Rachel does. Sometimes. Don't pretend you don't like it sometimes. Sometimes. Why have your thoughts changed? You just form is hard?
No.
Or is it just...
No, it's not that it's hard. It's just I don't... What I enjoy to do... It's just a very small part of theory.
Yeah. I enjoy analyzing 1-5-1 chords. Like, that's my favorite. Like, I'm so good at that. Let me tell you. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's my... Like, I'm so good at that. But everything... Like, add 4 chords in. 7. Diminished 7. I don't know what the difference would be in a 7 and a diminished 7. And when you capitalize 7, I'm just lost.
It's like... I enjoy, like, analyzing. But, like, that's just a very small part
of yeah.
Theory.
Yeah,
like, that's what I
you have to interpret to and do. Other things.
Orchestration, honestly, is a huge part, and like actually
writing,
yeah, it's all a big part of it, and like I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
So like.
Well, so this is just your first, really, your first dips in the pool.
Yeah.
Dips several, double dip into the pool. Would you like to listen to another Pentatonics?
I really would because they're great. Little Drummer Boy is good.
Of them?
Yeah.
They do that?
Yeah.
I really like Little Drummer Boy. Little Soldier Boy. It's my favorite. Little Soldier Boy. Hey, worst performance ever. What? Hold on. Okay. Oh, I have heard this. It's very good. Here it is. Little Drummer Boy. Pentatonics.
Told me,
he's a high, but he went on range.
drum for him, ba-ba-ba-ba. I played my best for him, ba
practicing her beatboxing, and I must say she's getting quite good. Quite good.
I am quite good indeed.
Rather
talented. Yeah, I'm an advanced beatboxer. I took a class. I passed right into advanced. Very talented of me, I know. Me and my drum. We're fun.
Professionals.
Mm-hmm. Professionals. Pro being the best of the words. Of the one word, professional. I'm losing it, Reach. Finals week is done and in for me. Not finals week. 2 weeks before finals week.
Yeah, it just feels like we haven't even had a full week back since Thanksgiving break.
We haven't even had, yeah, this is our half week anniversary.
Yeah, half week anniversary. It's just long. I farted, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's been very long. And I feel like, you want to hear a pet peeve of mine?
What?
When people say, like, one month anniversary, because anniversary, année in French means year, and anniversary means year, like year. So it's better to say, like, we have been blah, blah, blah for 1 month. Don't say it's an anniversary because it hasn't been a year. And that is something that I have said and hate myself for. I regret it all. I regret it all. Me and my drum, 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 drum. Boo-loo-loop. Cloop. Excuse me. Am I doing it right? It's cute, but it's not what I was doing. It's cute attempt. That's nice, Katie.
No, it's nice attempt.
Is that better? Get away.
I'm saying girl.
Girl. Okay. Girl. Girl.
Girl. Girl.
Why isn't it working? Girl.
Tried.
It wasn't that bad, obviously. I was being over dramatic.
Girl.
Girl.
Can you say other words?
No.
Boy, say boy.
It doesn't work.
Try it.
It doesn't work the same.
No, it totally does, though.
It sounds very similar. Bohana means family. Family means no one gets left behind.
That was pretty good. Yeah. I know I'm doing right. I'm doing right. Yeah. I hate this. So weird. We're so weird.
It's okay.
What's something weird you saw today? Or, like, memorable? What's something memorable that's happened? I feel like I honestly haven't talked to you in a week. So what's something memorable that's happened a little this week? Spit a little bit when I was saying that.
Memorable that happened this week. Oh, yeah. I told you that my grandma said my boyfriend was hot stuff.
Yes.
And so that was memorable. Certainly.
Yes. I'm and, so sad he wasn't there.
Yeah, me too. I told him about it, though. He thought it was funny.
Yeah, obviously, because that's hilarious.
It's really funny. Yep. I never thought I'd hear her say that.
My grandma had a really weird thing for the guy I was dating in high school.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, he's very cute, very handsome. Like, and then he was a jerk. And then she was like, you can do better. And I was like, yeah, I know, Grandma. I know. Don't worry. Vengeful. I'm not mad. I'm not bitter. Not bitter. Not at all. Not me. That's not my style. But yeah, my grandma had a weird thing. She's like, he was blonde and like tallish, and she thought he was just so funny. I was like, I'm way funnier than him, Grandma, and I'm blonde too. Why don't you love me like you love him? It's not bringing up anything right now.
Oh my gosh, I feel like it really
No,
is.
It's not. My grandma and I are actually really close. Okay. She's cool.
Is she the one that...
No, she's not the one that lives in Detroit. This is the one who
No,
lives
I mean,
in
is she the one who, like, makes jokes about herself all the time?
Maybe. Probably. She's the one who, she's the one who, like, has decided that she's on her deathbed.
That's what I meant. Yeah. But I didn't want to say the one who makes jokes about her dying all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that's what I was
thinking. She does. She doesn't make jokes about it because, like, you know what? It's inevitable of all of us dying.
Yeah, I mean,
but she's, like, she's 80. She's almost 81. On the 10th, she'll be 81. So, like, 8 more days, Grandma.
Happy birthday.
Great. Yeah, happy birthday, Laverne. I think that's actually going to be on our show, potentially.
No, that's a day after my show. We'll sing her happy birthday, but she doesn't really know how to work the internet, so.
We have rehearsal next week.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, no pillow talk next week.
Sadly.
Oh, yeah. We have to email Connor, too, letting him know that. So this is our last pillow talk before break.
Of 2015.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I really enjoyed having you co-host.
Me too.
It's been a great ride.
A great journey.
Let's play some Sarah McLachlan and
yes, in the arms
oh,
of an angel.
Oh, no. How about I Will Remember You?
Okay, fine.
Or actually, I'm not feeling... I feel like all we do is play stupid songs. Because that's what all
What are
we
you
do.
Saying about Sarah McLachlan?
I will remember you, but I do you, will you remember... That's terrifying. The bar to register how loud we are is gigantic right now because I made it gigantic. It was all me.
Oh.
Will you remember me?
Are we going to play a song?
Oh, should we? Do you want to? What do you want to play? That's on my playlist or not.
We could do a good Balls in Your Mouth or Tight Pants for Good Times.
I'm kind of feeling nostalgic, so I don't know if I want to do Balls in Your Mouth or if I want to do Melodic Dictation. Let's listen to this on my iTunes.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, Hopes. Okay, so, a lot of the time, I will record things on my phone, and so I can send them into our teacher, and they're all on my iTunes. Yeah.
Okay, can I just say something crazy?
I love crazy.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face.
And then suddenly I bumped into you.
I've been searching my whole life to find my own place. And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue. But with you,
I found your face.
And nothing's like it's ever been before. Love's an open door. Love's an open door. That's what it is. Door. Love's an open door with you. Love's an open door. Yeah, that was great.
That was lovely.
That was great. Also, Rachel and I want to do various songs together for our recitals in our futures.
Yes.
And if you have suggestions, one listener, you should totally suggest them to us, because we
want to do something really funny and memorable and great.
Yeah.
And
but it has to be like somewhat like musically respected, or we can't do it. Mm-hmm. So like Spamalot is what they've done in the past.
I don't know if that's funny though. That funny?
With the Bryson and
Is that what that was?
That was the Spamalot.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. I didn't know that. But we'll think of something, I'm sure. Yeah. Okay, well, but this is it for Pillow Talk. I think we need to do a good Balls in Your Mouth.
Balls in your mouth, balls in.
Did you know that when I was a child, I thought that I just wrote balls in mouth. Balls in the mouth. I thought that volleyball was called volleyball with two V's. Anyway, moving on.
The oil spill by BP has left tar balls all over the sea. So don't go swimming down in the south unless you want tar balls in your mouth. Balls in your mouth, balls in your mouth. Don't swim in the ocean, you'll get balls.
I messed up, I'm sorry.
For Pillow Talk this year. Thank you for listening. We have had a great time so far, and we can't wait for next semester. We can't get a good ending, can we?
Nope. See you later.
Oh, I'm so sorry your mic wasn't on.
Oh, well, it's fine. I made a not funny joke and then said see you later. Okay, I was off. Bye.
This is an even worse ending. Oh, God. Bye.